بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Okay, as you remember, we discussed about the self-building, a topic that we call the introduction to Islamic spirituality, the thing that we are looking for that. And if I'm right, we had like 7 lessons before. Already we had like 7 lessons. We talked about different topics so far, about the relation between soul and body, and about the different questions, like we ask about the field of study, we ask about the plan that we're gonna have it in future. We went to the discussion under the topic of how are you, and spiritually, health and sickness. And at the end, we had a review of some topics of treatment. I'm sure that we were so fast, and probably we just touched some of these topics. Maybe it was fair to stay there and discuss more and more about those discussions, and probably hear also from your suggestions there. Anyhow, because of the shortage of time, we just pass it, and in this lesson, that's today, and inshallah for tomorrow, probably we're gonna discuss about a topic under trip or traveling. Maybe it is more appropriate with your situation right now, because you are now on a trip, and this camp, just you came here and go back, and again more appropriate because yesterday you had a trip, and maybe it is a good situation right now to discuss about that. By this, I want to ask this question: that what do you think about the trip? What is a trip? What is a traveling journey? And what are the elements? When usually in our life we had this behavior. Remember that the method that we discussed was to go through the external life to the internal one. And one of the action that usually all of us have it, I'm sure that those people, specifically in the Western area, traveling is usual behavior that people have it. And so maybe it's a good example for us to take this activity, human being activity, as external, as an external one, and to take it as an example for our internal. What do we do for when we decide to have a journey, whatever, for example, like to have a pleasure, or we have a job there and something, whatever. So what are the elements that we probably take it into consideration for our trip? I have some elements here. Again, you may add to that, and probably you can suggest it to add to this discussion. But so it's not probably complete, but we can say that these are the most important one. First of all, I try to put it in different category. The first element that we need it regards to knowledge. I explain it, what do I mean by that? But these are the different categories, that the elements that we have it in a tree. First is knowledge. Equipments, sometimes we have the element of organization and organizer for the trip. Travel mate is one of the other part that we have it. And attractions. Okay, as I told you, we may add some other elements, but these are the things that usually when we consider a trip, a traveling, so we say that, okay, in a traveling we need some kind of knowledge. We think about the equipments. Sometimes if a group, this is a group, so we need a kind of organizing different things. One of the most important thing in and elements in a trip is the travel mate, friend, and the attractions that mostly we make trip for that. By knowledge, I mean that usually this is a very reasonable, normal case that when you take a trip, when you decide to take a trip, so you have to know that where are you going. Sure, because if I'm asking you that, for example, what are you going to do, and say that, okay, I'm going on a trip, so I said, where? Yes, you may say that, still I didn't decide it. You cannot say that, okay, just I'm going and this is my ticket, but I don't know where I'm going. So knowledge, to know where, is one of the most and basic part of the traveling that we're going to have. And I added here too, or maybe I divided two in two parts, that first you have to know about your destination, that what is the goal, what is the, where are you going. So the goal is one part, and the path is the other part. That sometimes, for example, if you go by your personal car, and I'm asking that, okay, where are you going? For example, in Iran, when we are started here to go to Mashhad, and I'm asking that, in from which way? Is it, for example, beside the sea or the other way? And so you have to decide about the way, that, okay, this is the way that, and the destination also is clear, that I'm going to go to Mashhad, and I'm going to go by, for example, the north way, or, okay? So to know where are you going is the basic and the very elementary case. This is the first case, that's the first part that you have to know about that. When is again as important as the where, that, okay, I decided, but when, yes, again, it depends on some conditions. But when you decide, so it means that you know that when you are, and why. Sometimes we don't have so much explanation for that. But the decision that we have, I'm gonna, for example, take a trip because my children are nagging to me that, okay, we are still, for example, this is summer, and why we still stay at home? We have, so because of the children, or because of my own personal pressure, or maybe because I have, for example, a job somewhere. So I know why I take this trip. So knowledge, and you may add again that to know, you have to know why, where, when, and some other things, that the way, the destination. Equipments is again another part of a trip. Yeah, is it interesting that you came from, for example, London here to Iran, and just here to know about a trip? Isn't so crazy to know that, okay, we know that what is the case of a trip, and we know what are the elements, and so we don't need here for this kind of explanation. Don't forget, we gonna raise this kind of external simple question and answer just to take them as our example for the internal case. So in a trip you need again equipments, and it depends again what kind of trip we have. For example, if you're gonna go by train, or probably by car or the other, so maybe it differs. But anyhow, as a general, we need some equipment. Like, let's say, for example, we need to take some food, for example, or clothes, or personal belonging, or I put the reservation also here as the equipment. It's not, but just to put that complete or category here, that one part of job that we do it for or trip is that sometimes we need reservation. It's not wise to say that, okay, I'm going to go to, let's say that, for example, Isfahan, and I'm going to stay at night there, but I don't know if it is a personal way that say that, okay, I don't know where. Yes, again, sometimes you say that, okay, there, I'm sure that I can find a place. So it means that you are sure about that. But if you know or you are sure that you cannot find it, so you reserve it, already reserve it. So again, in a simple life that we have, we need some equipments for our trip. In a group, you need some people to organize for you. And probably sometimes you need some people to follow you every time as the supervisor that guide you that, okay, this is that place, this is that place, and explain for you and whatever that we needed. I don't have explanation for travel mate because by heart we can understand it. What does it mean that in a trip, when we have a friend, so we can have the meaning, the real meaning of our trip. If we are alone, so maybe it's not as we want it. And the last one that we have it here, attractions. Specifically when we go, for example, we take a trip for our personal, for our pleasure, that we go there to see, to visit, to take a pleasure, so we are looking for the different attractions. And at the very beginning of the information center, okay, what is the attraction, for example, places here to see it and not to miss it, when go back and they ask me that, okay, have you visited, for example, that point? Say, oh, I didn't know about that. So, okay, so there are some attractions, by the way, on way, that when you go, so on the way, you may find some attractions just to visit it. And the most important for us is the attractions that we're going to have it on our destination. Okay. So far, we don't have so much important point, okay? Trip is clear. But I'm going to talk about that. What is your guess? Anyone? Okay, you have right, because you don't have the microphone, yeah? Because of this, we are silent, but yes, you're gonna say something? Yes. But? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, you heard that. To talk like this. Yes, you're right. I'm talking about a no choice trip. You decided for those external ones that we talked about. Okay? You said that, do you want to go, for example, to this trip, to this, do you want to take, for example, to go to Iran, for example, and say that, okay, let's think about that, and next week I tell you that, okay, I'm ready or no. So I decide about that. But we are going to talk here about a trip that we don't have any will, any irada in Arabic, in Islamic world, for that. There is a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. First, let's see the Arabic words and after that to go to the translation. I hope you can read it from here. Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ahlul dunya ka rukbin yusaru bihim وَهُمْ نِيَامٌ. If I can write the signs, I'm sorry. In Nahjul Balagha, there are some short sayings of Imam Ali that at the end of the Nahjul Balagha, and this is the number 64, that Ahlu Dunya ka rukbin yusaru bihim wa hum niyamun. What does it mean? The people of the world, Ahlul Dunya. Dunya, this world that we call it worldly affairs sometimes and here. So Ahlul Dunya, the people of the world. Karukbin, are like travelers. What kind of rukb, what kind of travelers? Who are being carried. يُسَارُ بِهِمْ وَهُمْ نِيَامُونَ while they are asleep. The people of the world are like travelers who are being carried while they are asleep. The meaning is clear, because don't say that, okay, for example, I'm in a bus and I sleep at night, and tomorrow morning they make me up and say that, okay, here, for example, the place that you did, your destination. No, it means that we are in a, for example, let's say, bus that it gonna pass different destinations, and we are still asleep in there. So probably sometimes we miss the place that we gonna, okay, looking for that. So Imam Ali says, the people of this world are so like travelers who are, for, let's say, for example, in a bus, and yusaru behem. It means that they are carried, they are being carried. So it means that here, it means that they, it is not the sense that okay, they decided to be in there. Yusaru behem. It means that they are being carried, not by their decision, but they are asleep. Because of this, we call it no choice. Why? Because it is not by optional to say that, okay, I decided to be in this world, and this is my first place that I'm going to start it, this is my start point, and I'm going to go, for example, like after, let's see, after, yes, maybe 60 years. No, no, I decided to be like after 70 years. This is better, yeah? No, let's say 80 years. No, this is not you that decide about that. This is not optional. You don't say that. You cannot say that, okay, I'm still young and I don't decide to die. Yes, we don't want it. Because you know why we don't want to be dead? Because human being, by essence, like to be forever. This is that we have it in our hearts. Nobody can, even let's say a person like 200 years old, yes, sometimes people are so sick that they cannot endure it. But usually they don't like it. Because we're gonna be forever. So this is not optional to say that, okay, I decided to, for example, born at this time, and inshallah I decide to, for example, die at 2000 like that. I have some job to do it, and whenever when I finish it, so no, This is compulsory. This is that we have to. There is no choice for us. أهل الدنيا كالركبين يسار بهم are like travelers who are being carried. Okay. Let's go to the Quran and touch it some of the verses. See that what are we are discussing right now? That you know, I think that you could understand that what we are discussing. We started by the discussion about trip, okay? And Imam Ali says that okay, these people of this world are like travelers. Are like travelers that they started from the start point when we hear the crying of a baby, it means that a traveling started, and it takes like for example 100 years, and after that there is a point that we call it dying, and after that again it continues. So, being in this world and dying, and that transferring from this world to the other world, both of them are called journey in our ahadith. In the tradition, Islamic traditions that we have it, both being in this world and transferring from this world to hereafter are called journeys. And because of this, we ask that, okay, what are the elements of this kind of journey? What should we do for that? But before going to that question, let us just review these verses of the Quran. I have one verse here that is very famous. Says that, if you can read, see it in the circle that we have it, actually it's not a complete circle, it is كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul will taste of death. Remember that when we were talking about the relation between soul and body, and I brought you the case of sensory perception, that we have seeing, listening, touching, tasting, okay? And one of the cases is that, okay, we taste food. We taste the external things that we have it here. Oh yes, it's very, for example, okay? One of the verses of the Quran transfer us to this kind of tasting here, that every soul will taste of this. Is it good for us or no, this tasting? It depends on us. Anyhow, we're gonna taste it. Again, I repeated that there is no choice, there is no option here to say that, no, I don't want even the Prophet, even the Imams, but their physical existence, they're going to taste it. This is the Quran says that. It is, you know that even sometimes at the time of the Prophet or the Prophets before him, the Prophet Muhammad and before him, some people even could not accept that. Okay, is it possible for a Prophet to die? Yes. He's a human being. Yes, we have some exception cases that, like Jesus, that according to the Quran there is no die, and actually it doesn't mean that he never die. Yes, he will die, but right now, like Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that they have a long way of life, but anyhow, kullu nafsin, there is no exception here. Kullu nafsin means every soul in this world will taste of death. And just to know that how Quran is emphasizing on that, Here I have the chapter 3 and the verse 185. So chapter Ali Imran, the verse 185. We have again the same here. This is the chapter 21st, I assume. Yes. And the verse 35. Again, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste of death. And again, we have chapter Ankabut 29. And the verse 57. Again, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste of death. And I have a verse almost like that in chapter Ar-Rahman, the verse 26, that كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان. Everyone that is thereon will pass away. And the next verse says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only one that who remains is Allah. Everything and everyone who is in this world, عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, so will pass away. Okay. Again from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and again from Nahjul Balagha, the short saying of 367. Actually, it differs from different Nahjul Balagha and the different versions, but the one that we have it here is 367. You may look for that in different places. That okay, you may write it first. And when Imam Ali was attending a funeral session of some people there at his time, and he says, this fellow of yours was used to journeying in this world, and therefore it is better to think him still to be journeying. Either he will rejoin you or else you will rejoin. You know, the Imam tries first of all to speak at the level of people, that it is like just to make them relax. Okay, don't worry. This is the first understanding of the word of Imam, that when he attending a session, a funeral session, and say to those people of that dead person that don't worry, it's not so important. If he, for example, yesterday, 10 days before, he asked you that, okay, I gonna go to, for example, to a trip, you didn't cry. Yes, maybe you say that, okay, because this is just to not to see him for I don't know some days. So maybe it is a matter of just to be worried, but he will rejoin us again, he will back. So this is the first, just to make them relax. But when we go deeper in the or understanding, it says that this person was used to make journey, and right now, suppose him, think about him, that still he is journeying. And the after that says that, okay, either he will rejoin you, he is dead, okay, and he will rejoin you again, so don't worry. But people know he is dead, so it means that he will never rejoin again. And that the Imam divided in two sections, that either he will rejoin you, but people understand that no, he is dead, he cannot rejoin. So it means that I emphasize on the last part, that you will rejoin him. Okay, I'll come to you because this is the last part of my discussion, and inshallah you make use the microphone. Okay, so it means that so far we discussed in two parts, because today after one journey that you had, you probably are tired and you need one more relaxing for inshallah tomorrow we'll continue. But we have two points here right now. That first, usually we have trip, we have traveling in this world, and according to our spiritual point of view, we have two other traveling. First, being in this world itself is a traveling. We already started, I don't know, it is like 20 years that I'm traveling, and I'm here right now, and still I'm inshallah continue. Okay, and the other point is that we gonna have a more important traveling, that is transferring from this world to hereafter. And as I told you, that we don't decide it, we don't have any decision for that. This is compulsory that we have to do it. What should we do in this journey? We have two journeys. Let's say it is one, actually, that we have started in this world and we're going to continue it. So my question here is that, okay, you have like, let's say 24 hours to think about that, what should we do about that? Forget it, it's not important. Yes, true, we are in journey, but whenever we reach, for example, to that point, we decide that where should we sleep, what should we do, for example, what kind of food we did you have any, for example, reservation for that? Did you brought your, for example, have you brought your clothes or enough food, or I don't know what? Don't worry. No. Honestly, it's not the way that we do it in our external life. So my question here, that what kind of knowledge and equipments and organization and travel mate and attractions we are looking for this journey that we have it? You cannot say that I don't like journey here. I don't want to be in this trip. No. You cannot take off from the bus. You have to be in this bus. Have you seen the box, magic box? Any of you in this school? You have the box, the series of magic bus. Yeah. So it is a no choice bus that we are in. Again, I emphasize on that. There is no way to say that. Okay, there are two answers. First, to say that, okay, I don't like this traveling. And the second one, yes, I'm voluntary, so let's think about the knowledge, about the equipment. No, you are in the second part. You don't have the case to say that, okay, I don't like it. No, because you are in the bus, because you have to be in this bus, because you have to finish this traveling, so you need to know about the knowledge, what kind of knowledge you needed, the equipment, your travel mate. You have to think about beside you, that who is my travel mate here? And inshallah we continue for that, to see that what Quran and Hadith says to us about this kind of parts that we have it, and probably you may add some of the elements that you may guide me for that. Okay. Any questions? Yes, please.
The Hadith that you mentioned, where we said that Imam Ali says that either he will rejoin you or else you will rejoin him. Either he will rejoin you only for solace, Imam used those words, or is there any other deeper meaning to it? Because Imam would normally just say so that people feel better in their heart, would he?
Yes. As far as I understand, and as far as I refer to different translations of the Nahjul Balagha, you know, is a kind of example right now from Imam Ali. I mean, that Imam Ali is in funeral session. The situation is not the case to say that, okay, please sit down and I'm going to have a lecture. and I gonna, for example, guide you. People, you know, they have their death there and they are worried, and Imam attending just to say the condolence to them. Okay, so he wanna use the time. He wanna use the that second of time to help people to understand and to be guided in the correct way. So he usually he is talking here just in a usual way that, okay, this is like a journey. Don't worry. Either he will be back or you go there. That's enough. For understanding, that's enough. But it's sure that, okay, when a person die, so there is no coming back. Here Imam don't explain that, okay, either he will rejoin you and you know that this part is not possible, for example, this is, we have it in parentheses, that this is the people that can understand it. People by their life can understand that, okay, this is not the first person that, for example, died. This is not the first one. We understand, we have the experience of that, that when people die, so they will never to you. This is you that you got. Yes, they will again come back, but to Allah, not to you, the you people. This is you people that again gonna rejoin to that person. So the 90% say that, okay, there is the understanding that we have, and this is this that we see in this on the surface. Probably, I'm not sure. Probably there are some deeper meaning of that that. We cannot touch it right now, but anyhow, the only point that is right now we can understand from this hadith is that, okay, this is the way that this person went, and you also, and we have the same meaning of that, that, you know, in the when we go to cemetery and the dhikr that we have it, and it says that. And we have also in the verse of the Quran that inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqun, means we will rejoin you. So this is the case that we have, and this is the experience that we people have. Okay. Any other question? Thank you very much, and inshallah continue the same discussion for tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.